Rafa, I have to say, when I thought this morning about you, I looked at various scriptures, but I did remember having sung with you various times at work, and it being a real sort of a connection as a staff, but also with God, and just really enjoying some time with you. So this is the full version of Psalm 96. If anyone would like to look it up now, I'm reading the NIV version. Psalm 96. Okay. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the nations rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
Rafa, if you want to take yourself off mute now. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me. It's lovely to see everyone.
Just let people know where you are at present in the world, in this great world that we live in.
Yes, I'm in Sheffield in a place called Nethergreen, which is probably southwest or west of Sheffield, not far from the centre, like 50 minutes a walk away from the city centre. Yeah, not far.
Is it the Sheffield United side or the Sheffield Wednesday side?
I
Do you know
think
these?
it is the United side, I think. But don't quote me on that. I might be completely wrong.
Because we're really into football, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, love it. Absolutely love it.
Right. As we've been talking, and I will, you and Sue have been talking and setting this up, and thank you for both for doing this. I'm going to ask you some questions where you can explain to people about your situation and give us an update where you are at the moment. I know we did this interview, was it two and a half years ago? 2 years ago, yeah. So, you know, it's always a privilege and honour to interview people, and especially lovely people like yourself, my friend. So here we go. What's been the biggest challenges this year for you?
Well, yeah, I think when I look back at 2020, I think everyone has pretty much the same idea, like what's a year? I think I wrote down here 3 points that were challenging for me. I think over the last few months, I was humbly shown by the Lord that I'm not supposed to be dealing with stuff on my own, and I decided to look after my mental health at this point in my life. So I think this was probably one of the main challenges, having to deal with my mental health, because you know I think sometimes we think, oh, I'm too young for this, or I'm too old for this, or I'm a man, I don't need to do that, or I'm a Christian, I don't have to go to any of these specialists. But no, God is always humbling us and showing us that we need to seek help, and sometimes even medical help. So yeah, so this has been a challenge for me. The second challenge has been I've been having conversations with someone from my family who is a Christian, and it's been challenging because even though this person has been a Christian for a long time, this person has some difficulties to grasp some things related to forgiveness. And yeah, and even though I believe that we all have to come to God every single day in humbleness and ask for him to teach us through his word, because sometimes we might forget and we might start interpreting scripture in a way that is not actually accurate. So yeah, it's been really difficult because it's someone very close to me, and I'm just saying, please look at scripture. We need to forgive and we need to ask forgiveness. We all need to come to God to ask for forgiveness. How can we not forgive others? If you don't forgive others, how can we ask for ourselves to be forgiven? So yeah, that has been a big challenge because the person is very close to me, and every time we have these difficult conversations, it brings me down. I think family is probably what affects the most when we are struggling. So yeah, it makes us very sensitive, and sometimes even makes us, I don't know, doubt our faith even, I think, depending on the situation. So yeah, so that has been a big challenge for me, and I praise God that the only reason why I'm able to see that the person needs that is because he's pointing that to me, because I'm not wise enough to know any of these things. So yeah, so that has been my second challenge. And the third most challenging thing that was, yeah, for me this year, I think it was the restrictions that were put in place because of COVID. We're not allowed to see people, we were allowed for a while, but then we were not, and then we were allowed to maybe do it, but social distancing and etc. So all these restrictions and all these lack of contact that we are facing, I think they have been affecting me a little bit. And when you do church work like I'm doing, it's quite hard to connect with your students or with your children or whoever you're teaching if it's just over Zoom. It is a blessing. I'm really grateful for being able to have this amazing technology in front of me, but yeah, it's really hard to focus, and sometimes especially at the end of the day when you're tired and you can't look at the screen anymore. So yes, I think these restrictions have been also one of my biggest challenges this year. Yeah.
It does seem you're on the screen quite a lot nowadays to do things, isn't it? I know with work and even like FaceTime in family and friends, it's great to catch up with people, but you'd rather see them and like, meet them and hug them and things like that. So that will come again. I know it will. So let's bear with us at the time. So the second question for you, what has been the biggest encouragement for you?
I think my church is back in London, St. John's and CBCF. They've been, yeah, great. They've been holding me in prayer since since the day I left, and even before that. So yeah, you guys have been a great encouragement for me. I've been having chats with some of you over the last year and now. So yeah, so having churches praying for you, I think it's very important. Having Christian friends praying for you is really important. Having, you know, people that are, you know, walking alongside you and people that you can share your life with. And yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest encouragements for me. I think you guys and your prayers, you guys have no idea how many times this year I was like, I can't do this anymore. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm the least person that should be here. But yeah, I think your prayers have been for me a very big encouragement. The second one is probably my housemates. They're all Christians, and yeah, they're all Christian, and it is very easy during the day to lose focus and, you know, to see the problems around you and to not, you know, get tuned in with God's Holy Spirit. So if you have people around you, close to you, pointing you to Christ, I think it is a massive, massive, massive encouragement. So my housemates are a real blessing for me. Bless them. They really need to be patient with me because I'm the one who likes everything clean and I don't like mess at all, so I'm the grumpy one telling them to tidy stuff away. But yeah, but they've been a big encouragement for me. And yeah, I'm really grateful for them. Because yeah, even though we can't really connect with people, if you have people around you, even though you might not be married or anything, if you have people around you that are really pointing you to Christ and pointing you to the truths of the Bible, it's just so encouraging. So yeah, that's definitely a blessing that I can mention. And I think my third encouragement, my students, my university students, the ones that I've been leading over the last few months, it is hard sometimes to know what people are thinking, what they're doing over the week, or where they're at when it comes to their faith. But when you are leading a small group or a tiny little community, you just feel very encouraged when they engage, when they answer questions, when they ask questions, when they share about their lives, even though it's via Zoom. It's so encouraging, and I feel really, really boosted when I have these interactions where people share their faith and they answer questions and they ask questions. And so yeah, they've been a great encouragement for me. Sometimes when I'm a bit low and I don't know exactly what I should be doing, I just remember that they are there. And then when we have our study sessions, they just come and deliver everything that I needed to hear. So yes, so they have been a good encouragement for me as well.
Thank you, Rafa. And it's good to hear that your faith and your commitment and the fun that you're having there as well. And we uphold you in our prayers quite often every day. And for me, I pray for you every day. So that's good. So I press you and look forward to seeing you in the flesh very soon. But tell us, what are your prayers that you want? What you want us as a church to pray for, so we can specifically pray for certain things?
Thank you. I think more direction regarding what I'm doing next year. The Lord has been pointing me to, I believe, to ministry. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. You know, we all jars of clay. We have nothing to boast about except Christ. We are just completely messed up, all falling, all sinful. But yeah, by God's grace and mercy, we are here saved because of our faith, not because we deserve. So yeah, I'm really grateful for being able to be pointed to ministry. And I just need more clarity to see what path God wants me to follow in this direction. So yeah, so more clarity in that. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. So people, if you want to pray for Rafa, take yourself off mute and please pray for him, and it'd be encouraging for him.
Okay, I'll kick off if that's all right, because my phone keeps kicking out and I can't actually hold it on screen for very long, even if I leave my finger on it. Anyway, that aside, this is a scripture that was in from 2 Timothy 4:2. I'll send it to you, Rafa. I'll send it as a picture so you can pop it up when you need to look at it again. Basically, I think Paul gave Timothy his charge to the church at Ephesus to go and minister to it. And Timothy felt probably that he was too young. He was in his 30s. You weren't considered over the hill until you were over 40. He was quite directive with Timothy, and he gave him this scripture: preach the word of God, be prepared whether the time is favorable or not, patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching, in season when it's easy, when the relationships are good, out of season when it's very difficult, when it's awkward, when there's tension, when you don't know somebody or their background or have any investment in them. And I believe that God equips us with that. And they are the words from the Holy Spirit. Actually, as well, something I've noticed about your character, Rafa, is that you don't go off track. There were a few times initially when I knew you and I thought, okay, that's interesting, an interpretation. But I think as you're being sharpened by the Lord, he will keep you on that very narrow vision of exactly what the truth is. So no myths, nothing that's embellished, no conspiracy theories. It will just be his truth, his word. And I think also Timothy had to work with people who were younger, but many people who were older who would have challenged him. He had to go and tell the elders when they'd gone off track. He was commissioned to do that. And that requires a certain boldness. So I've been praying that you'd be bold in your spirit and be able to tell people when that you feel that they've gone off direction. And that could be to do with the friend that you've spoken or the relative that you've spoken about, or it could be your housemates. But don't be fearful because you think other people have a higher knowledge. Because when the spirit works in us, it's the spirit talking. It's the spirit commissioning us. Therefore, we don't rely on our own words and our own thinking. So I believe he will equip you. You've already had a range of equipping, but he will continue to do that. And he will give you a spirit of boldness.
Father, we just want to thank you for Rafa. We want to thank you that he has a heart to serve you above all else. Lord, we pray that his plans for next year would receive clarity, and that even with all of these funny rules during a time of COVID, Lord, we thank you that your purpose for him is steadfast and sure. And Lord, we pray that you will complete that which you've started in him. We ask that you'd fill him with your Holy Spirit, that as he's been saying, you give him revelations from your word, that he would know your truth, and that that would be his guide. Lord, we pray for times of refreshing with you, both in worship, both in prayer, and in the study of your word. And we thank you for your gift, that Rafa's gift for sharing with others, for his evangelistic gift. And we pray that will be fanned into flame and that he would have opportunities to share the gospel with others and see them come to faith. We thank you for this group that he's discipling. We pray you give him great wisdom. And as Sue said, that wisdom from the Holy Spirit, that's not a wisdom of years, but a wisdom from you, Lord. And we pray in his family that this issue of forgiveness will be resolved and that you would strengthen his family ties. We ask for financial provision. We ask for companionship provision in friendships in this unusual time. Lord, we commit him to you and thank you that you brought him to cross our paths. And we want to pray a blessing on him in this year ahead. That as he goes in and out, Lord, you will be with him and bless him and watch over his goings out and his comings in, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Not being familiar with CBCF, is it okay if I say something for Rafa that I feel God is saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I was looking at the Bible this morning, just really musing on something, and it's the verse in 2 Corinthians 12 where God says, my power is made perfect in weakness. And Rafa, when you spoke about how messed up and imperfect you see yourself as being and you see us all as being, it reminded me of that verse. And I feel that God wants you to know that he really appreciates your humility. And he sees that and values that, but that he also wants you to remember that in your weakness is where you will see his strength and experience his strength working through you. And there's a translation of that verse. I'm not sure which translation it is, but it says, my strength shows up best in weak people. And that's particularly what I think God wants you to hear. His strength will show up best in you because you know your weakness.
Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for Rafa and for all the love that he's brought to us. Lord, I pray that you would come alongside him in a way that brings a depth of love and reassurance for him when he's alone. Lord, when he really needs you to strengthen him, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will do that in such a way that makes it tangible. I pray, Lord, that you'd remove dark clouds and clear the way for him emotionally. That you'd clear the way for him with the vision for the future. Holy Spirit, I pray that your voice would become ever more obvious to Rafa. And I pray, Lord, that you would give him a spiritual gift of discernment to know when to speak and when to wait. And give him confidence, Lord, that he is trusting in you. And I ask, Lord, that you would just bless him with this in abundance, with a real richness, so that it becomes really obvious to him and to others who that he's really following your word and he's really living in your light. Well, Lord, we thank you for the love. I just want to thank you for the love, Lord, that you bestow upon him, but through him, and the way he's loved us too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Rafa.
Thank you. My word of encouragement for my CBCF family, I think, for this year is that, as Lou and was saying at the beginning, we are surrounded by chaos. And I think we all had bigger problems even before COVID started last year. And after COVID, we'll still have a lot of problems because we are in a fallen world that will stay fallen. And the only peace that we will have one day is eternity, not here. So we will always be surrounded by chaos. We will always be surrounded by mountains and things that will try to keep us from looking up. But I think as that psalm says, look up and see beyond all the chaos that surround you. See through the clouds and see above the mountains. God is there, still seated on his throne. Nothing has changed for him. He's still the same today, tomorrow, and yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and he's still in charge of everything. And we all have lost people that we've loved this year. Some people have lost their jobs. Some people don't even know how they're going to pay the bills next month. But God is still in charge, and his love and his grace is absolutely, I can't even find the words in English. But yeah, so thank you very much, and I hope you guys are encouraged, because I've been feeling really encouraged for all your prayers, and I'm going to stop before I cry. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you.